John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Yeshua by night, and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from Elohim, for no man can do these miracles that you do, unless Elohim is with him." Yeshua answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Elohim." Nicodemus says to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Yeshua answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Elohim. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it will, and you hear its sound, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Yeshua answered and said to him, "Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Elohim so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Elohim did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Elohim. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men have loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he who does truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be made manifest, that they have been done in Elohim." After these things Yeshua and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he stayed with them, and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon, near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you bore testimony, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing, unless it is given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness, that I said I am not the Messiah, but that I am sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly, because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all, he who is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of the earth, he who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, he testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has set to his seal that Elohim is true. For he whom Elohim has sent speaks the words of Elohim, for Elohim does not give the Spirit by measure to him. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim abides on him."